This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, what movie to watch when the holiday buzz fizzles. But first, foreign aid can be a mixed blessing. It creates expectations that were never intended and comes with an expiration date. For a while, in one small Nigerian town, outside money flowed into education, much-needed health care, and community-based employment cooperatives. 5 years later, that assistance came to an end, leaving thousands of orphans to fend for themselves and causing local officials and community workers to debate the worth of foreign aid. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports on a community that's struggling to support children orphaned by AIDS who face an uncertain Christmas.
Godwin Oblah is Otukpo's equivalent of a city council chairman. He says that when the rest of Nigeria ignored the impending catastrophe of AIDS, Otukpo, a farming town in the heart of Nigeria's breadbasket, did not hide nor shirk its responsibility.
In 1999, when AIDS was a big issue and when people were not owning up to the fact that these things existed because it was actually stigmatizing them, we came out openly to say, look, we think we have a problem. We think it is better to own up so that we can address this problem.
Otukpo, population 15,000, has the slow, steady pace of rural farming communities the world over. Mornings it bustles with traders and truckers who come and go. Semis line the roadside, stacked with cassava, the area's main product, and a country staple. With little to occupy them, sons and daughters leave to work in Abuja, the capital, or urban areas like Lagos. Some return, inauspiciously, to die.
A lot of them left behind kids. And because of the nature of the society here, a lot of those kids were left for people that were even older than the parents that predeceased their children. Problems of sending these kids to school, providing for them, providing for their health care, and generally giving them the standard of living that would be expected of any family was completely lacking.
Later in the afternoon, a cluster of young children kick up dust, pursuing an older boy who was tossing candy to them. They are the grandchildren of two widows who live in a compound just off the main roadside, where chickens wander freely among stacks of pots and pans. An older woman cradles a listless 7-year-old who is recovering from measles and pneumonia. Mrs. Ibrahim had 17 children. 10 of them died.
Some of them died through accidents, road accidents, and some through the HIV, AIDS-related diseases. One of her children had the misfortune of being burnt alive by her co-wife. She left behind 5 children. She makes a living by selling things like bean cakes, small food items, water, and making just a living to get by.
She is now taking care of the 14 grandchildren of her deceased children, from little ones that have just started walking to 21-year-old Zachary, who is attending high school. But he may have to quit to help support his grandmother and his siblings.
I would like to start things like business to make sure I assist the old woman too in life, because she takes care of me right from when I was 2 years and 3 months.
So she's been taking care of you even before your parents
died? Even before my parents died.
Zachary attends high school with the assistance of the U.S.-funded Center for Economic Development and Population Activities, known here as SEDPA. But SEDPA ended its project for orphans here 5 months ago. Before it shut down, it covered the cost of school fees for the rest of the year for 1,000 orphans like Zachary in the Benue State. Just 100 children in Otukpo received assistance. And it created community-based cooperatives to operate rice and cassava mills and a facility to process palm oil that is supposed to generate employment in the area. The $1.5 million to $2 million SEDPA spent over the last 5 years was never meant to be more than a start. By the time the program ended, rates of HIV infection were coming down. The cooperatives were working. The local government was supposed to take over. But Chairman Oblas says that would require money from the national government that cannot be counted on with any regularity.
The economic situations of local governments are such that planning is absolutely impossible because you are not sure of how much you are going to get the next month. You're not sure how much you're going to get in the next 3 months. You're not sure of how much you're going to get in the next 1 year. So it makes planning absolutely difficult. It is better not to start a program than to start a program and to abandon it.
To make matters worse, Oblas says, other regions of Nigeria that have done little to combat AIDS now are being chosen to participate in the new AIDS relief effort started by the Bush administration.
And our expectation is that having owned up, we expected to receive some level of compassion and understanding. And that when efforts are being made to now address issues like, you know, setting up testing centers, setting up antiretroviral centers to dispense drugs and things that will be beneficiaries, unfortunately, that was not so.
The people of Otukpo seem to think the town was unceremoniously dropped, even though SEDPA officials said they sent signals that funding was coming to an end. And the national Nigerian government says it has not forgotten Benue, the state where Otukpo is located. Programs were transferred to local community groups like the Ohima Foundation. Joshua Sampson, its director, has found limited support from private groups in the United States and the United Kingdom, but he says it's important to make sure that assistance doesn't lead to dependence.
Put mechanisms in place that people can use the skills they've acquired using local resources on ground.
So when a group of students from George Washington University in the U.S. offered to help orphans in Otukpo, Sampson suggested that families of orphans with older siblings be set up in business themselves. The $600 the U.S. students donated was used to buy a mill one family could operate, and the London Foundation purchased goats for 30 children. Each child got a goat to rear.
The child reared a goat, and after some 6 months, 9 months, the life goes on. So then you don't have to depend upon somebody else to come and pay your school fees for you next year. But then the resources are limited.
A goat can produce about 2 kids a year that, when sold, bring as much as 4,000 naira apiece. That's about $300, enough to live on. A local pastor, Reverend Ibanyi Bartholomew, has traveled throughout Otukpo and counted 3,000 orphans in the surrounding 6 villages. For all but the 1,000 orphans that were already a part of the program, there is little he can offer besides comforting words.
My duty primarily is to provide spiritual care, tell them what to do and whom Jesus Christ is all about.
In previous years, during the Christmas season, he says, they organized parties for the orphans. By last year, they were already cutting back.
We went to the market, used that money to buy some bags of rice with some tomatoes. So we send these packages to them at home. Christmas is the time of eating together, bringing the family members together, remembering the work of Jesus and a time of celebration.
This year they must find other ways to keep the holiday spirit, but Reverend Bartholomew did not seem to know how they would do that. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Otukpo, Nigeria.
You can see photos of Otukpo at our website, npr.org.